with Tinica, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that mean? What does that mean? So you take the girl out, then you go take what's yours?
I didn't say that.
But you were singing it through. You begged Fantastic to play the song. So I want you to explain.
It's just a song.
Whoa. Well, welcome. It's very good to see you. But Kumi, God, yeah. You take my breath away. I had to say that. You look so good.
I'm flattered.
You're flattered.
Yeah.
You look so nice.
Thank you.
Like a 17-year-old.
I'm close to 17.
You're close to 17?
Yeah, so... Yeah, by 2 months' time, I'll be 17.
You'll be 17 years old. Yeah. Congratulations, darling.
Thank you.
All of this is child labor. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. You labor me.
We should do what?
Labor me.
We should labor you. It's always good to have these people in the studio. Please, we're live on Facebook. I just need you to see what Martin has done in the studio. I just need you to please come and see this. We're live on Facebook, Hits 103.9. I just want you to see what Martin is doing. Why are you so greedy? Like, why? They come and put me through frustration this afternoon. Holy Ghost fire thunder you. Fire scatter you. Why are you like this? In my past relationships, I used to post my partners a lot. They did not like that, but I still did. Let's say it's just... I was so into them. I was so in love with them and wanted the world to know my partner. But all these relationships failed, and the aftermath was sad because everyone just knew that I was no longer with them. This is because I stopped posting. Now I don't post, but my current partner is a big fan of posting, always questions why I don't post there. How do I handle this? I'm scared that this tool might not work and I'll have to face numerous questions about it from friends and family. Help me. New era relationship situations. Idea some crania. Share your thoughts to that 054-884-1039. I miss hearing from you guys. 054-884-1039. Good afternoon, going out to you, Bibini. Yes, I'm paying too, so you understand. Let me get straight. Martin, since you decided to put two microphones in front of you, please, we're live on Facebook. I just need you to see what Martin is doing. Good afternoon. Kwame Nkrumah. Deliver your speech.
Yeah, the future chairman of Kumasi Asantiko Toko. A proud supporter, family member of Kotoko. Still Ayasha has. Unfortunately, I don't have a jersey for Saturday, yeah.
Oh, we can get you size. Citizen Sports Mall is here.
Onyame size.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes, since if anyone is listening, then you can get me my size. I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it, so just get me my size. 5X is fine. Uh-huh. I'm fine.
Sorry, sir.
5X is fine. Anyway, so I remember when I was in love, when I was married, or even before I got married.
Yes, sir.
My wife was someone I would post like twice or three times every week. Mm-hmm. And I always had a nice message attached to that. One day, I don't know whether she was angry or what.
Uh-huh.
She told me not to post her again because it was in a way making people feel like I love her, but I don't. So I'm just showing off. And that was one thing that really, you know, got me thinking, and I was really hurt with what she said. So after the relationship, I also decided to mind my business. And so for the rest of the relationship I've had since I got divorced, I don't think I have even posted anybody on my Facebook page before. On my status, if I post my girlfriend, I'll post two other friends. Yes.
So nobody knows who
you don't. You don't even question who are they or who is this. So I always have five ladies. One of them is my girlfriend, but you wouldn't know.
Hidden identity.
Yeah. And I don't also want her to also feel too special. So I have other friends also there. You know, ehunubi painti.
Yeah, you've been there before.
I've been there before. So I understand how he feels, but he should be matured about it. Today I'm not feeling too well, so I want to give him a very good advice. I think he should be matured about it. Speak to the lady. Mm-hmm. And let a lady know that love is between the two of us.
Okay.
Me putting you out there doesn't show an extra inch of love.
Mm-hmm.
I can put you there but not love you.
Mm-hmm.
I can put you there and still block other people from seeing you.
Very true.
So I don't need to put you there before I show you my love. But mm-hmm. what I really feel for you is within.
Yeah.
On your bino, I think emade kakrebi abe kantuniti miobe jesu ane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we any day. Open so on send a phone and SMU use a phone. Yeah. But I think women are so understanding, especially when you're being truthful to them.
Very
on
true.
Such situations. So she should just open up and then let a lady know that Charlie and people might know if you cry now before no
oh.
So the mama phone see
mm-hmm.
you are my alone.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep you to myself.
But do you think it's even necessary to post people in relationships these days? Is it a big deal? Like
these days, it's not that much a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Because me, I don't even want my girlfriend to post me. Ebi ano biya kuhuna akwaka se ah he was here yesterday. Iti mpin crazy se mbiya just don't post my picture.
He was where?
He was just here yesterday.
He was just here yesterday.
I don't want that thing, so don't post me. I just want to be in my corner. Yeah, so I don't think it's too necessary to do that. Sometimes, say you have your girlfriend's picture on your phone,
you want to show
status and all that. Once a while,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think
on a constant.
It's too much of a necessity.
Okay.
Charlie, I don't know your work, mom, so... let's just show love that way.
Okay, I like that. You don't want them to post you and say, ah, brawe. Enrein chikra na oba hanmo. We're live on Facebook. Let me share with you what we're discussing before I bring Ernesto into the conversation. In my past relationships, I used to post my partners a lot. They did not like that, but I still did. Let's just say it's because I was so into them and wanted the world to know my partner. But all those relationships failed and the aftermath was very sad because everyone just knew that I was no longer with them. This is because I stopped posting. Now I don't post, but my current partner is a big fan of posting and always questions why I don't post there. How do I handle this? I'm scared this one too might not work and I'll have to face numerous questions about it from friends and family. Help me. Keep your messages coming through 054-884-1039. Our social media handles are Hits1039. We're live on Facebook. I'm here with Martin. Today, Martin said he's not feeling well, so he wants to give him a very sensible advice. And I really do agree with what he said. But I do agree with Martin. I think love is within, and we need to find a way to show it. I don't know about Ernesto.
Kumikums. Yeah. I'll advise him not to post.
Why?
You see,
uh-huh.
now social media has become so volatile.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to live your private life on social media,
yes,
which means you are inviting people
into your business.
And you know how disrespectful nowadays people have become. So it's better you keep it cool. That is your private life. Mm-hmm. So keep it private.
Mm-hmm.
There are some marriages, some relationships that collapsed because of social media. And we know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment you post the person, somebody knew her before you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody knew you before her.
Mm-hmm.
Your past life, it may be good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
People will begin to write things. Whether it is true or not, by the time you come out to explain or to clarify issues that it is not true or blah, 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 it is already gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, the net is there forever.
Mm-hmm.
When people write things about you and it's negative, whether you like it or not, it has become part of your CV.
Yes, sir.
So your private life, I wouldn't encourage anybody to do that.
Yes, sir.
It's good. It's beautiful. Then I had a different mentality. You know, I'll post myself and Abigail and all these things. That was then. But now I will not do that. Because the internet has become so volatile. People are abusing it.
Yeah.
People are being bullied because they chose to invite people into their private life by putting things that are supposed to be private there. Because the moment you put it there, it's a public space.
Yeah.
For you've consumption. Opened the floodgate for people who think, have an opinion about your private life to enter into it. That is why me, my private life, nowadays, you mm-hmm. never get me.
Mm-hmm.
I go there to talk about issues that concerns the society. Issues that, as a Ghanaian and as a human being, I think I can also help address. Like yesterday, I posted this video about road safety.
Yeah.
Because from January to April, we've lost 2,000 plus lives. This is absurd.
Mm.
Human beings like you and I, Charlie, they go come no pa.
Those are some of them
because
are friends.
Because we don't follow road traffic regulations. Simple, indiscipline. 2,000 lives. Go. How? Within a split of 4 months. Such issues, I feel free, I'll talk about. But my partner, then I post, okay, hey, the whole world, yeah, this is my partner. So say hi.
Kini.
I only post people when it's their birthdays. And I wouldn't even write anything that shows that there is that special linkage. So that people would begin to follow and show interest and begin to come into your private life. They'll do that because you invited them.
Yeah.
So I would advise him not to do that based on that principle. Now, let's get to the main point. The previous relationships. He was posting.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
The question is why? Because there were other people in the picture. You want to claim ownership.
Yeah.
They are not comfortable because
there are other people.
There were other people. There were options.
Hmm.
You didn't marry them.
They left.
They left because you didn't own them. Now you have somebody who says, post me. You have a problem. So what do you want?
He's afraid that that one too will not go properly, and that he would have to, okay, you know, like you and I ask, hey, now Martin, you stop posting Sheila. Martin, you're not talking about Sheila anymore. Hey, you get me? You know how we can
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
How it. I can be nosy when it comes to Martin.
I understand the psyche. But you see, the people who didn't want him to post them had a reason.
Yeah, but she doesn't.
But this one too have a reason why you should post.
And what is that reason?
One, security.
Okay.
When you post me and you write something about me for the whole world to know that this is my guy, this is my girl, which means I am authenticated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to fear.
Mm-hmm.
It could be genuine or not, but at least in the eyes of the people, I'm the chosen one.
Yeah.
So, me, that is what I think. The lady wants that authentication. That one is there.
Yeah.
And he's also afraid because of past experience. But in so far, by the Abenumunso.
Okay.
Apart from the fact that, you know, the internet is not safe. But logically, I wouldn't have a problem if he does that, at least to let the lady know that that is her love language. What did I say? So now you have two options. It's either you decide not to post and the lady feels that, okay, after all, there is somebody in the shadow and you lose the lady. Or you post and risk being ridiculed if it doesn't work. Which one does he want? He should make a choice.
Should he have that conversation, explain what happened in his past to the lady, and you know, so that he could talk it over?
Okay, so if you explain and the lady says, yes, I understand you, but post me, what will you do? The explanation, definitely as part of the conversation, it may come up someday to come.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I wouldn't advise him to post because of the earlier reason I gave.
How volatile.
Invite people unnecessarily into your private life and they will end up destroying the very thing that you claim to love.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So there are certain things me, I'll never do. Not because I don't love it, but because it's not safe.
It's not safe.
Yeah, it's not safe. Somebody will buy data, one Ghana.
Come and describe.
Come and run you down. There was this guy, anytime I post a video, he would come and attack you unnecessarily, insult you, and there was a day
you were his punching bag.
I decided that, okay, let me, who is this guy? Let me go into his bio and find out. And I understood him because he's desperate, you know. He feels that you are somebody he can pick on because maybe he likes you, and sometimes the best way to show their love is to attack you, to let you know that.
Really?
You know, it's normal, it's normal. It's like, I have some cousins, when we meet, the last time we were going somewhere, I was with a lady, and I told the lady that whatever you see, don't get angry. You know, don't feel bad. It's part of the game. Because I have cousins who will see you, and the first thing they will do is, hey, Kwasia, NY Kamasa.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, but that one is a different kind of talk, yeah.
But if you don't know, you might feel that that is how they also want to communicate, to let people know that I know you.
Yeah.
You know, I know you. And so somebody will come in there, Renny Jimmy, you to teach our guy. You know?
You know, I'm laughing. My younger brother. But you think, say what? It's an affectionate thing. So yeah. I get it from family members and stuff like that. Yeah, it's so fine.
Yeah, it's normal. But posting comes with a risk. We know what is going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful relationships. You know, beautiful videos, beautiful pictures. You know, I remember then when I see people, couple, 5 years anniversary. You know, I'm like, yeah,
wow.
And I wish. No, but now I don't wish. I don't wish. Just keep it safe. You know, keep it private and have your peace of mind.
Yeah.
You know, don't invite people unnecessarily into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them come and disturb you. Enjoy your peace. You know, based on that, I would not advise him to do, based on that principle. But on the other hand, if he's comfortable with postings and mm-hmm. not afraid of, you know, people intruding and all these kind of things, at least he should post the lady, to let the lady know that she's the chosen one. It will give him some peace of mind to at least handle the relationship well.
So she finds out from her what she feels and how she feels about it, make him feel good about posting.
Yeah, because you're showing it to the world.
And even that one, that should he minimize the number of times he posts there?
There should be a discussion. There should be a discussion. Okay, I'll post you, but for this reason.
But you see, this posting thing, I hear people talking about it. I want to ask, so when you meet someone for the first time and you guys know that, okay, the feelings for each other is quite deep and you guys want to be in a relationship, you want to get together, do you talk about, oh, me, I don't like posting people? Should it come up in the, you know, getting to know you, getting to know me part? That the talking stage of the relationship, should you mention me? Me mom pa de unim say, oh, you are crying, you are doing search party, grab me on post you.
Yeah,
a lie. But would you say it to the person that, Ernesto, me, I don't like social media things, don't post me?
Me, don't post me, no matter who you are.
You say it at the beginning of the conversation.
Only my birthday you can post, everybody's posting, so yours would
mix up,
and like Martin, you know, you do the equation in such a way.
But at the beginning of the relationship, should you talk about it?
Oh, when it comes up, you cannot. It wouldn't take a day or a month to know everything, but as you move on, there are things you do. You realize that she was not happy. There are things you do. You realize that that is what tickles her, and all these things. Then you begin to learn. You know, you codify everything, then you move on. Definitely, you should know what the person likes, what the person doesn't like, and all these things. So once in a while, all these things will pop up. But I think that knowing the person better, at least all these things will come up. The person's favorite color, the person's like Martin. If you are moving with Martin, he's so much into Kotoko, mm-hmm. and you don't know, and you say anything derogatory against Kotoko, you get it.
I know.
So there are certain things you should know. I remember I had a friend. She was a lady, and she was a Northerner.
Yes, please.
And I didn't know. And those days, straight from Kumasi, we had those stereotype, you know, uneducated, raw, you know, mentality about certain tribes. And You know, we were having a conversation, and she happened to be my sister's best friend. They were staying together in an apartment. So I came from Kumasi to visit my sister. We're having a conversation. The lady liked me, Kate. And I said something against, you know, people from the north. So my sister was trying to give me a sign to let me know that, Charlie, what I'm saying is not welcome, you know, there. I didn't know. So later she called me aside and was like, but you know that Kate is... I felt so bad. And from that time, I couldn't get close to the lady again. Even though I apologized, I realized that I goofed. And these are some of the things you should know. For all you know, you think you're having fun. But you'll be hurting the feelings of your partner. So knowing the person, at least the basics, is very important. The basics. Sometimes some people, who eats this food? Who eats this food?
Oh, that one day, I've learned a lot.
Oh, you know, that is her favorite.
Yeah, in my travels and stuff, I've learned a lot not to look down on other people's food and
tradition.
I'd rather learn than to, you know, comment and say something despicable before you do it. You can't go back to that place. Yeah, I was having this conversation recently with someone. I told the person, actually, you might not like it, but don't look down on it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to eat, just say, oh, I'm full. Even if you're hungry, you know, you can't, it won't go down well. Just say, oh, I'm okay. If you feel like trying it, try a little. If it's not too good, don't show anything. Just say, oh, it was good. It was alright, but it's not for me. It's okay.
Maybe
leave it there.
If I wouldn't eat, I'll tell you, oh, it's not my favorite.
So, oh, yeah. Oh, so Charlie. I'm okay.
You are lying.
Yes, I'd rather do that than say something. Because some of us, we are picky about food. Then you go and say something, you hurt the person's feelings. I think we need to be careful, Martin.
Last week, I saw a video of a celebrity, I think an actor, and his wife. They were dancing in the video. Upon seeing the video, I was just smiling because Nema Sayemife, you know, it's part of the love. Till I decided to go and read comments.
You don't do those things.
And I was sad for him. And then the lady, I don't know his name, so I wouldn't even. But the comments there were crazy. You're more beautiful than your wife.
Ah,
the radio acrobat was firstborn. Radio acrobat. So, like, 90% of the comments were just against the lady. And one thing about me, Kojo, you can pick on me, but not my lady. It puts me off so much. Say, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Tell me all the things you want to tell me. Not, don't touch my lady. Don't touch my kids. Don't touch my mom.
Yeah.
You don't go there. So I was so angry at that point, and I felt maybe he should have deleted
the video,
but he just decided to keep it. But said things puts me off showing off my partner.
Yeah.
I rather want to show myself. Tell me all the things you want to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Let my partner be there in peace.
I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. What is beautiful to you?
Maybe ugly to somebody
to
else.
To me.
Yeah.
Do you know the crazy part? You like fufu, I like banku. Yeah. Why do you look down on me because I like banku and I don't like fufu? Why? Are you me? Do I have to live my life for you?
No.
But in this part of the world, in this modern dispensation, people want to impose. People want to bully. Mm-hmm. They are too opinionated and they want you to live like them. Live your life.
Or how they expect, the way they imagine in their head that you should be living. Yeah.
Look, there is this presenter who posted the wife on her birthday. Wow. We were discussing it in the newsroom some time ago with ABY. And people wrote a lot of things. And somebody was like, you know, you have a wife. Your wife is not here. And you've been chasing other people's girlfriend. You've been sleeping around. You've been... Yes.
Under the comments.
Under the comments. So what if your wife reads?
Of course she's going to, especially when you tag her in it.
You get
that's
a point.
That's why a lot of celebrities, their wives aren't on. There are a lot of them.
Keep it personal. Even if they are, she should be there as an individual.
A lot of them are not.
A separate entity. when we meet, we know ourselves, we love ourselves. We don't have to show off to authenticate our relationship or anything of that sort. By just posting the wife's picture on her birthday, you know the person.
I do?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
And that person is also an elder of a church. It was that horrible. Whether it is true or not, I don't know. Because I don't follow the person
when
to wherever
you post
he goes.
Me, when I post it, I'll take off the comment section. I'll turn it off. So you can't comment. Because it's true. People these days, Charlie, everybody is over opinionated. They think that you should live a particular life. The idea of how they think you should be living is what they start, you know, writing down. Because you don't know me. You don't know how I live. I think posting of people, me, so I've told you. I've told you, Martin, even if you are missing, they've declared you missing. Me, I'm looking for my brother, look for him. Me. I learned that privacy and what's it called? Where's Wadu joining? I learned that privacy. Please give him the microphone. Give it back to him. Yaku, use this one.
Man, Wadu.
Eh? Because it's my studio. See, I learned that, you know, the price of peace and privacy, yeah, is very costly. The moment you step aside and let somebody else come into it and bring, you don't know what their energy they are bringing. And energies can be so contagious, eh?
Yeah.
Somebody will come into your life with a negative energy. You don't feel it from the beginning. After 2-3 months, you realize that, whoa, like they've messed you up with their negativity. So we need to be careful what you're putting out there. If it's work related, master, post your work so that one will be a loan. That's the only thing. Even those who are selling tire crowd or social media,
AJ, do you know that some people are so devilish to the extent that when you post your partner, okay, you post a video like with your partner, what Martin was talking about. Oh, okay, so this guy is happily married. Me, I'll separate them. I'll go for the girl.
Hey, it is their confidence for me.
I'll go for the guy.
People write that.
What does he think he's doing? Yeah. I'll go for the girl. Ah, so is this man's AJ's husband? Okay, the one on Hits FM. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, you know, frustrate there, let me go for the man. You
go for him
for shaggy reasons. Me then, and no go stay.
And you just want to frustrate me.
Yeah, I just want to.
You've done.
You're seeing you smile every day on TV, not on her liver.
See, one of the comments that's
really go for hurts. Him. Go ahead.
One of the comments that really hurts is is Martin this Pan, you didn't need.
Can I come?
Yes, my love, please push the microphone.
When someone asks you, are your woman this? Oh, this be your woman. Like, your woman this? Is this your woman?
And it's even worse when a person goes ahead to say, what dude? Fanboy like you.
The end of the day.
Fanboy like you.
Then the end of the day.
Charlie, your woman this? You know,
so me, I want to come in with the Gen Z vibes.
Yeah, bring it.
If I'm Gen Z or Millennium, but
no, you are Gen Z. You're not Millennium. Oh, you are Gen Z.
Gen Z is Paul. Someone like Paul. Gen Z.
What has Paul done?
Paul, he's Gen Z.
You are fantastic. You are Gen Z.
Oh,
you're not Millennium.
Okay, so we see with our own. I think if you are being private, I'm gonna say you are cheating. If you don't post her. It's like you are cheating. Why should the relationship be private? Yeah, but I mean, for someone like me, if my girlfriend's missing, I won't post her.
Thank you. You know the vibe. You know that you just missing. We're not going to post you.
So you should know before you start dating. I'll tell you if you are missing.
I won't post you.
Oh, send if you find a call this number. I won't post.
I told you.
So and I feel like private relationship lasts longer. Yeah. I don't know the survey done or what, but I feel private relationship lasts longer than the one that they flex on social media and all that. Because some time ago, I think in the northern region,
yes, my dear,
one guy was flaunting with his girl on TikTok. Later on, he found out that he was with another girl. The other girls had to gang up and go and beat the other girl. You see, if it was private, I'm not sure they would have seen her and know where she stays and all that.
Yeah.
They know she comes to the guy's place all the time. So she has access to the guy's keys and all that. So I don't know. They studied the time she would go there and all that. They went to meet her alone.
And they beat her.
They went to beat her. So I feel if you keep things private, it's because you see, the guy said he was at first, he was posting.
Yes.
So right now, it cast.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the
it
next
cast,
relationship, how would, you,
cast
how would you go about it? Would you post or you still keep it? It's some way.
So
I feel keeping your relationship private is.
They should follow
someone
us.
Someone like me, private.
No. Privacy. They should follow us. Oh, you're we won't post,
we won't post you.
You.
Ah. If you are messing, oh, yeah, we won't post.
We won't post you. Won't post.
Hey, AJ, you see what Wadud was saying?
Yes, ma'am.
That if it is private, there is the higher possibility that
it works.
It will last longer. Because if there will be a problem, it will be between the two of you.
Yeah.
And you can solve it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can discuss it, or if you have to bring somebody in, it's somebody who is coming to help solve the problem. But if you put it out there, the problems can come from
anywhere.
So me, my little advice,
don't
the guy should talk to the lady. That is, if indeed he really wants this relationship to work, and discuss with her why, okay, I'm not posting you because I want to protect you.
Yeah.
I don't want foreign invasion. I don't want people to throw stones onto the park, you know, from outside. And it will distort our relationship, the beauty of how we are and all these things. Break it down to her level. Let her understand it. Even though she may not believe it.
Yeah.
From the
That's
beginning.
Where our class comes in.
But
they'll say,
the way you live, yeah. If you walk your talk, she would believe it and understand the fact that you think, you know, more maturely.
Yeah.
And for that matter, you want your peace. You want to enjoy your relationship.
Yeah.
So if you walk your talk, she'll be convinced. Even though initially it'll be difficult for her to understand.
Walk your talk.
But posting your partner nowadays, bro, is poisonous. And me, I wouldn't advise anybody around
Okay,
me.
Some women also feel posting them shows affection. Or
what's affection?
Shows They really mean it. Or
yeah, that is what I was saying. Security.
Ah,
you know.
But yeah. Wait, you that you know so much about, you know, you have IT knowledge, and you know how, and you know the settings to certain social media handles.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know that yeah. we can post you
and
block yeah, block yeah, everybody else.
Yeah, that one.
So you are the one who said, "Do you know probably how many people zero? It's just you."
And that's another thing. I can see. I love you. You want me to keep posting you? I'll just share it to only you.
Yeah.
So that you be seeing, or you and probably your friend.
Yeah. So your friend
two of you be seeing it.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm.
Because if she sees it, she will definitely ask her friend. Did you see my guy posted me? Did you see it?
Wow,
if she also sees it and confirms it to you, then yeah, that means I love you.
Why is posting how? A trophy?
Huh?
Is it?
Don't even post me. Don't post me. Kini.
Or just post without caption. Just
don't use
post
me.
The picture.
Don't use me as your
nothing,
DB.
Nothing.
I have this picture. The picture is so beautiful. I wish that I would post. But I cannot. Because it will come with a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Even on birthdays, some friends. Like, when was that? Atisem Hema, she's in UK. She was a radio presenter at Daddy FM in Koforidua.
Yeah.
She's a friend. Her birthday, she sent me her pictures. You know, we were all on the same project,
Eastie
Music Awards. So she sent me her pictures and I posted. All of a sudden, people started coming into my DM.
Who is she?
Some would be like, wow. Charlie, this one
they
fatter you. You know, so.
Let me bring the messages. Good afternoon. Now posting your partner no be by force though. But it's just nice once in a while you post there. I think the guy should just have conversations with the lady and explain why he doesn't post his partner anymore, because the lady is feeling like the guy is hiding her from his friends, and that's coming from Chef Blogger GH. I am a free, he says some people run away from such attention. This is what others crave for. That one there is true. Let me go to the text messages. This is, hello, Ajili, you're making my afternoon better with your songs. But please, can you repeat the... Oh, sorry, sweetie, I couldn't do that, but we'll do it again for you. This is Kwame Akwa from Tema New Town. Shout out to you. And this is from Benjamin Clinton. It says, now, Shedu, don't start what you're not ready to continue. When you started... and what you started has come back to you big time when you're trying to stop. This dilemma has to be communicated well with your partner for her to understand you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Na. I'll advise the guy to know a limit for those stuff. He should have realized things are limited. Things are limited when his former relationships were going down the drain. That's Richmond from Ashaiman. I think I agree with him. You just have to know what's good. And like Wadud said, Charlie, it's not necessary.
Right now, there's actually a setting on WhatsApp that you can set to people who can view your profile.
Show me. Well, dude, don't be doing this. Show me.
It's there. You can check it out.
After I'm giving my phone, show me. I don't like Charlie. Sometimes, you've met my kids, right?
Yeah.
But dude hasn't met my kids. Have you ever seen me post them before? Do you know their age? Thank you.
Privacy.
I just want them to grow in you get me. When I show up to my kids' school, it's because I am wanted. Some people made friends with my kids because of what I do and were making it uncomfortable. So I stopped showing up to her school. Yeah, that's one of my stuff. And happy birthday going out to Mr. Daniel Ader, Project Manager of Cities and Habitats, coming from my boss, Max Fuga, on behalf of the management and on behalf of management and staff of the Multimedia Group. And happy birthday to you, Mr. Daniel Adu of the Project Manager of Cities and Habitats, coming from my big boss, Mr. Max Fuga, on behalf of management and staff of the Multimedia Group. Happy birthday to you, sir. And a happy birthday going out to Miss Stella Marie Ndunje. I hope I got it correct. Please forgive me. Country Manager of Qatar Airways Ghana, Max Fuga, says a happy birthday to you, and also on behalf of the management and staff of the Multimedia Group. Happy birthday to you, ma'am. Hope you're having a fantastic time. Happy birthday to Mr. Daniel Adu, Project Manager of Cities and Habitats. We've been having a fantastic birthday, sir. From Mr. Max Fuga on behalf of the management and staff of the Multimedia Group. Happy birthday going out to you, Mr. Daniel Adu. God bless you. Have a fantastic birthday. Like we say, turn it up. And a happy birthday going out to you, Mr. Lamarie Ndunje. Please forgive me if I got it wrong. You're the country manager of Qatar Airways Ghana. It's coming from Mr. Max Fuga on behalf of the management and staff of the Multimedia Group. Hope you're having a fantastic day, Miss Stella. God bless you abundantly. Have a fantastic time. Like we say, turn up and stay lit. Happy birthday going out to you, Miss Stella. Thank you all so much for joining us on Canada this afternoon. Your text messages, big shout going out to DJ Fantastic. They all seem to be enjoying your playlist today. One of my favorite jams in the background, Perfect Combi. Is it instrumentals for me? You know the bridge point where it breaks? Yeah. I always have to clap. Big thank you going out to the entire Kudana Kwame Labi. Big shouts to Arnold. I salute. Big thank you going out to Wadud. My guy. Me, I told you from the beginning, even if you are lost, I'll post you. Ah, bye-bye. I don't want any trouble. This Saturday, 1st June 2024, is a very beautiful day because it's somebody that's so special to me's birthday. What's up, Reverend Yakoba Aubin? And also, it's the Hits FM Rep Your Jersey. Like I said, I've got like 15 dates already. Thank you guys so much. That's so sweet. All you need to do is wear your jersey. Whether it's Real Madrid, it is Bofakwa United, it's Brickham Chelsea, it's Chelsea, it's Arsenal, it is football jersey from Nepal or Brazil. Just come through. It's a time of the year that we hang out with our listeners, have a good time, watch the grand finale of the UEFA Champions League. And this time it's between Madrid and Borussia Dortmund. Please come through. We're inviting you. It's free of charge. Come, let's have fun from 10 a.m. all the way till you get tired and you decide that it's time to turn in. It's free of charge. Aviation Social Center. Saturday, 1st June 2024. Come, let's do this. Let's have a good time. Big thank you going out too. you're going to have to soccer bet, your best bet for sports betting. Schultz lozenges, think natural, think Schultz. And that one is for when we finish shouting, you understand me. Heineken, share the passion. National Petroleum Authority, Jama Detergent, your partner for clean clothes. Syntex Tank, are you strong, are you tough? Peugeot from Silver Star Auto. Franco Trading Enterprise, still phone Papa PFE. Citizen Sports Mall and Ice Drop Drinking Water. Stay healthy, stay hydrated. Big thank you going out to them. Like I said, it's